Hi, this is Anna Welly, and this lesson is on Earlier to Bed, which is our focus on week number 2 in the 10-week course Soul Body Bliss. And what I want to go over in this short 20-minute lesson with you is our just kind of basic principle and background in the reasons why we want to do this habit and what Ayurveda says about it and why it's important. And then also give you a little bit of glimpse of why this is important to you, what the benefits are. And then I'll go into a little bit into what earlier to bed looks like, what you can kind of do for yourself to adopt this habit and this practice. And then the third part will be how to actually do it, how to instill this habit into your daily rhythm, into your life. So on the Ayurvedic theory, what we're basically doing is, in the big picture, is we're aligning to the rhythms of the earth and the sun. And we know that we're part of nature. We're not removed from nature. We are, we're natural beings. We live in this world as a part, as a gift of being with the world. And the more that we align to that and really live into that principle, the easier our experience is of being here on earth. And so what that means basically is, as we align to these rhythms through the practice of Dinacharya, which is the daily flow, it just becomes, our experience becomes that much easier. Instead of kind of swimming upstream or going against the current, you're surrendering to that greater flow of energy that happens throughout the cycle of every single day, and then also throughout the cycles of the lunar cycle and the seasonal cycle. So in our daily cycle, in this Dinacharya, the daily rhythm, we focus on having our main meal at the middle of the day when we're most able to digest it. Then we had an early and a light dinner when our digestion's a little bit weaker or not as strong, to also kind of free up our metabolism and that the Agni, the digestive fire, to go through and clean house throughout the evening. And so after you finish that early and light dinner, you are going to have a little bit more time and space freed up in the evening. And when we look at what's happening with the natural cycle of the day, we go from Pitta, that fire energy that's predominant from 10 to 2, and then it morphs into Vata, being more predominant from 2 until 6. And Vata is the energy of space and air. And Vata qualities are dry, rough, light, mobile, cold, and subtle. And the positive mental attributes of Vata are creativity, enthusiasm, joy, a lot of liveliness, communication, and a very expressive, kind of excited energy. And so during the afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m., it's the best time of day for you to write, send emails, have meetings or meet up with people, discuss things, to plan things out, organize, do more of a kind of like the busy work, run errands, just kind of take care of the odds and ends. And it's also the second best time of the day to exercise. After that Vata phase in the afternoon from 2 to 6, we slowly morph into the Kapha time of day. And that's from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Kapha is the doshic energy that arises from the elements of earth and water. So from this earth and water, we get these qualities of heaviness, slowness, a stability, a very groundedness, kind of an unctuous and also like a dull, soft, sticky, and stable type feelings of qualities. So kapha in our body and in the earth is very building and lubricating. It helps us create strength and helps us build that container of our body. Very specifically, it's your plasma, your lymph, your muscles, your ligaments, your fat, and your nourishment. And when kapha is very well balanced, and and your agni is well balanced, that digestive fire, and your pitta is really healthy, the refinement of kapha produces ojas. And ojas is this super fine nectar. It's this kind of this essence that arises. And we also think of it as like the gel of consciousness. It's that container which holds the consciousness within our being. And it's kind of like the creme de la creme, the cream that rises to the top. It's the golden refinement. And so what happens then if you are, if you align to this phase of kapha that arises between 6 and 10, if you kind of surrender into that flow, and as the sun sets down, as the day is winding down, if you wind down with that energy, you're going to support a healthy kapha in your system. You're going to support the building of that ojas, and that ojas is going to create this kind of this glow or this moony essence for you. And really, it's your ojas is your immunity. It's your ability to stay strong and not get sick. Ojas also gives us this sense of great ease in life and this kind of this relaxed, go with the flow, it's all good, everything's okay quality. I can lean back and trust into the mystery of the universe. So it's important for us to really allow our kapha to build in a healthy way, to not only build this immunity and this ojas and this glow, but to really counterbalance the pitta and the vata that are present in our life. And society at large is in a really hyper vata pitta mode. We are more prone to getting things done and, you know, working hard and being really busy and overscheduling and like going and doing. And what that can lead to is burnout and exhaustion, adrenal fatigue, anxiety, feeling overstressed, worrisome. It leads to a lot of different imbalances that simply just surrendering more to this evening and getting an early good night's rest can be the answer to. One of the ways that you might notice if your vata or pitta is high and you're craving more of this kapha energy is if you crave sweets, especially if you crave bread or cheese, more starchy stuff, or cakes and cookies and pastries and stuff like that. This sweetness is the sweetness of kapha that you're wanting. It's this heaviness, this stability, this kind of easefulness, and this comfort. So kapha is the answer to the comfort food. Kapha is the comfort. And same thing if you need a glass of wine or a drink or something like that to relax at the end of the day. What you actually just need is to really just attune more to this energy available to you in the evening time. So how you want to do this is basically after you finish your dinner, your early and light dinner, you have this kind of this freed up time in the evening then because you're not eating too late and you're not making dinner too complicated or too big of a deal. So it creates kind of like this efficiency, and this efficiency will give you some more time. And then what you want to do with this time is rather than stay in this mode of getting things done or working or overscheduling yourself, you just want to kind of surrender to that winding down energy as the sun is setting, the day is setting and coming to completion. And so you can kind of, if you need more relaxation and time for R&R, this is the time to do it. It also is a really good time to go outside and like go for a nice walk. Go for a stroll, maybe just do some yard work, gardening, really just kind of like play outside and just enjoy nature. It's a good time to just kind of putz around the house, you know, maybe like do some little chores, do your laundry, whatever. And if you do this kind of like gentle activity, it also will support you in digesting the dinner that you just had. Because when you're standing up and walking around, just that posture of standing up and walking around makes it easier for your body to digest your food. So you can kind of do some stuff around the house. You know, maybe you need to clean or vacuum or do your laundry or whatever. And just kind of take care of stuff, maybe a little bit more of like light physical activity. And then what you'll want to focus on is kind of going into this more of this self-care kind of evening ritual or any sort of mellow activity that support more of this feeling of connection and of sweetness in your life. So it might be more about like journaling, doing some inquiry exercises, reflection on the day, meditation. It's a great time to do an evening meditation, maybe a yoga nidra practice. It might just mean like watching the sunset and just really attuning to that slowing of the energy of the earth, turning the lights down in your house and just kind of chilling out. It might be relaxing with a good book, hanging out, maybe just like doing a puzzle or board games or playing cards or something like that with the people that you live with or your main kind of your homies, whoever's around, whoever you want to connect with and spend time with. It's a good time to listen to music, play music, get into your kind of creative, personal kind of expression time. And then also really doing that, those deeper self-care practices, taking a bath, soaking in some bath salts, giving yourself any sort of beauty treatments that you want to do, do your face mask or hair mask or do your nails or whatever it is. And then also do a nice self-massage is really great. Playing with essential oils, all that kind of stuff. And in general, you'll want to be very conscious of your screen time in the evening and limit it according to your needs. So that might mean just if you know that you want to watch a certain TV show or there's certain, maybe you want to watch a couple of movies, scheduling it in and just being aware of that, like you're making a conscious decision to watch TV or do Netflix or whatever it is, and not falling into the abyss and getting carried away. Because when you're on your screen, and if you're goofing around on the internet or things like that, you're bringing your energy up into your head. You're pulling your energy up into your mind, mental mode. And kapha is really about being in the body, grounding down and strengthening into that physical essence of who you are. So the opposite of that would actually even just be doing a foot massage and just really rubbing some oil, some nurturing oil into your feet and pulling that energy down, down, down into your root chakra, into your base. A really good way to kind of support yourself and not having too much time on the screens would be to have an alarm go off and put your phone away and charge your phone in a room away from your bedroom. So maybe in the kitchen, the living room, your office, or something like that. And so maybe at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you put away the computer, put away your phone, and then you can go into your room and read or write or do your meditation or whatever it is that you want. So how are you going to do this? What I think is important is for you to just kind of get clear on what time you would like to go to bed. Whatever is doable for you and whatever helps you get that deeper, deeper sleep and that deeper healing rest that you need, which is ideally you want it to happen about 10 p.m. because that time of sleeping from 10 until 4 a.m. is the most beneficial for your body on many different levels. So figure out what time you can go to bed and what's doable for you. And then you're going to reverse engineer what it takes for you to get into bed. So that would be including any evening rituals or practices that you want to do. If you need to take a shower, if you need to help get your kids to bed, whatever it is, you're just going to schedule that time in. So say that you want to get to bed and be in your bed with the lights out by 10 o'clock. And you know that it's going to take you about an hour, realistically, to kind of close up the house, turn off all the lights, and get into bed. So you would have a reminder or a trigger set at 9 p.m. to give yourself that cue into getting into that your evening ritual mode. And I suggest that if you have, say your bedtime is at 10:30 or 11 right now and you want to move it towards 10 o'clock, to work in slow incremental changes of about 15 minutes about per week or so until you can get that solidified into your daily schedule and just slowly push it earlier and earlier. And if you keep on working on this and it's not sticking, then you just want to get clear on what prevents you from getting into bed. Are you getting sucked into the TV? Are you getting drawn into a movie or Netflix? Are you finding out that you start a new project at 7 or 8 o'clock every night, and then you just get really excited and passionate about closing off doing this project, and you feel too worked up or something like that? So you want to kind of just attune to like what's going on that prevents you from going to bed early, so that you can align to this greater rhythm, these greater energies that are happening in the daily cycle with the earth and the sun, and surrender to that bigger flow. And that's going to support you to have this deeper energy integrity for the days and weeks to come. You'll build up your immunity, you'll build up your ojas, that moony glow, and you'll build your strength, your kapha qualities, and it'll help alleviate a lot of the adrenal fatigue, the autoimmune issues, the damaged endocrine systems, the just kind of sleep deprivation that a lot of people have, or if there's any sort of mental instability, if you have a little bit of anxiety or anxiousness, if you feel worrisome or ungrounded, if you have ADD, if you feel unfocused, this practice is really going to support you to help that heal and go away. So that's it for earlier to bed. If you have questions, we'll discuss it on our weekly call, or you can post your questions or your plan, your strategy, your experiences in the group forum. So thanks and have a great day.